This chazar is an echinish b'sachar b'chachas v'shag, but Mehudim says this gittin daf chav gimel. Sark the Mishnah, anyone is valid to write a get, even a deaf mute, a shaita, or a minor. The woman herself can write her own get, and the husband can write his own receipt for the payment of the ksuba, because the validity of the get is only dependent on the signatures of the witnesses. Flek, how can someone who is not mentally competent write a get lishma? Rav Huna said, the Mishnah means it's valid when there's a competent adult standing next to him instructing him to write it lishma. Rav Nachman asked, if that can work, then a competent adult standing next to a goy who is writing a get should also work, and yet a braisa clearly says that a goy is puzzled to write a get. Presumably this means, even if a Jewish adult standing next to him instructing him on a tent. The Morris explains that a mentally competent goy will have his own intent that he wants, irrespective of what he's instructed to do. Therefore, he cannot be trusted and is puzzled to write a get, even if there's a Jewish adult standing there instructing him as to the intent he should have. Rav Nachman then said, what I previously said is incorrect. Since we find that the next mission says that a goy cannot serve as a shliach, we can infer that he could write a get. In fact, the Braisa said that goy might puzzle to write a get. More said that Braisa follows Rabbi Lazar, who says that Eid and Mesira are essential, and therefore when the Pasuk says writing has to be done, the Shema refers to the actual writing of the get, whereas our Meir says that the Pasuk refers to the signatures on the get. And since a goy will not listen to the intent that we tell him to have, according to Rabbi Lazar, a goy cannot be trusted to write the get. Zakhmar of Nachman said Rabbi Meir would say, even if someone found the completed get in the garbage and the names in the place match his names and his places, where he lives, his wife lives, and he takes the get and has it signed and Lashma and gives it to his wife, that would be a valid get. Rava asked, the Pasuk says, V'kosav law, which teaches that the get has to be written Lashma. And Mar says that V'kosav refers to the signatures that have to be done Lashma. Rava asked, the Mishnah says, any get that is written not Lashma is puzzled. The Mishnah means that it is not signed Lishma, it's puzzle. Rabbi Yisrael Bryce says when a portion of the get is written Lishma, it's as if the entire get was written Lishma. Presumably this means that when the Torah of the get is written Lishma, it's as if the Taifas of the get was written Lishma also. So we clearly see that the get must be written Lishma. Mar said the Bryce means that when the signatures are done Lishma, it's as if the Torah of the get was written Lishma, and all that is really needed. All that's needed really is for the signatures to be Lishma. Another answer is, Mar says, we can also answer that this Braisa and the Mishnah previously brought as a question both follow Rabbi Lazar, who says that the actual writing of the get has to be done Lishma. Mar says, we can also explain that the Mishnah to mean that these mentally incompetent people may write a get only if they leave the place of the Torah of blank. According to this, the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Lazar, which is why the get must be written Lishma. Rav Zrika and Rabbi Yochanan said, this explanation is not correct. Rabbi Abba explained, from the fact that the Mishnah allows these people to write the get, it shows that the Lishma requirement of the writing of the get is not essential, but rather it's the signing that's essential, and therefore shows that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir. In fact, how could Rabbi Yechon be quoted as saying the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir when we learned that Rabbi Bachan and Rabbi Yechon says the Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar? But this is machloikis as to what Rabbi Yechon held. Zuck, the Mishnah, everyone is valid to be a shliach to bring a get, except for a cherish, shaita, cotton, or a blind person or a goy. The shliach was a cotton when he accepted the get but became an adult before delivering it, or if the cherish or blind person or shaita when he had this disability when he accepted the get but it became healthy before delivering the get, or if the guy converted before delivering the get, in each case, still a puzzle to be the shliach. However, if the person was healthy when he accepted the get and then became a deaf mute or a blind or a shaita, but then returned to full health before giving the get, he would be a valid shliach. General rule is, anyone who is mentally competent when he accepts the get and when he delivers the get is a valid shliach. Fechmar, we can understand why a cheir, shaita, or cotton are puzzled, because they're not competent. We can also understand why a guy is puzzled, because he's not included in the laws of getting and kedushin. However, why would a blind person be puzzled? Sheisha said it's because he can't see who is giving him the get and who he's giving it to. Rabbi Yosef asked, we know that a blind person is mutter to beat his wife, although he can't see her, and any man can be able to his wife in the dark, although he can't see her. Well, how is this so? Because based on the recognition of her voice. If so, the blind person should be able to be a shliach based on the recognition of the party's voices. Rather, Rabbi Yosef said, the Mishnah is discussing a get that came from Chutz La'aretz, in which case the shliach has to say b'fanechtam, and since a blind person can't say that, he can't be the shliach. Rabbi asked, according to this, if a shliach was healthy when he accepted the get and later became blind, since he could say b'fanechtam, it should be a valid shliach. Yet, the Mishnah says that in the case where he was healthy, became blind, and then became healthy again, he would be a valid shliach, which suggests that if he did not become healthy again before the delivery, he would be possible. Whereas in truth, even if he would not become healthy again, he would be a good shliach. However, since regarding the other people in the Mishnah who lost their competency, they would only be valid if they regained their competency. We also mentioned the blind person is regaining his eyesight, but in truth, he doesn't have to because he is competent. He is just eyesight. He doesn't have, as long as he had the eyesight when he can say b'fanechtam, that's good enough. Rashi said we can see this from our Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says anyone who accepts the get and delivers the get with competency is valid. We see the main concern for returning to health is the people who are not competent. The blind person remains competent throughout, and therefore it's valid even if he does not regain his eyesight. Fakimah, the answer, Rabbi Ami, can a woman appoint a slave to be a shliach to accept her get on her behalf? He answered, since the Mishnah says that the goy cannot be a shliach for a get and did not mention a slave, it must be that a slave is valid and would similarly be valid to act as a shliach for the woman as well. Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yechanan, said a slave may not be a shliach for the woman because he's not included in the laws of getting kedushin. Rav Lazar said there seems to say that he cannot be a shliach because he's not included, but in something that he is included, a guy would be able to be a shliach. Now, yet we know that although a guy is subject to the laws of truma, but yet he can't be a shliach for a yid to separate truma for the yid based on the pasuk of gamatim, which teaches that only a yid can be a shliach. And the yeshiva Rav Yani answered the pasuk of gamatim teaches that only someone who is with a bris, who has a bris, can be a shliach. And since a slave does have a bris, the only reason he can't be a shliach for the woman, it can't be because he can't be a shliach. He is a shliach because he's b'nei bris. Rather, it's because he's not included in the halachas of getting in kiddushin. Rav Chiya Bar Rav Yechanan said a slave cannot be a shliach to accept a get on behalf of a woman because a slave is not included in the halachas of getting in kiddushin. This is true, although a braisa says that a man can tell a pregnant maidservant, here is a get shichra to free your baby, but you are to remain a slave. And what's the connection between the case of get and the case of the braisa? Shmuel Yehuda said that Rav Yechanan was making two statements: one about a slave accepting a get for a woman, and a second about a slave may accept a get shichra for another slave if they are not both owned by the same master. On the second statement, Rav Yechanan said, although we find that a woman can accept a get of shichra on behalf of her unborn child, although she and the unborn child are both owned by the same master, it's still for another slave of the same master you could not. And the reason for that is explained by Reb Zeira and Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak, that it follows the view of Rebbe, who says if a master frees half his slave, it's effective. The unborn baby is considered to be part of the mother, and therefore her accepting the get shichur on its behalf is like her accepting a get shichur on her own behalf for one of her libns. That's why it's an effect. That's why it's effective in this case. Zuck, the next Mishnah: even the women who are not believed to tell a woman that her husband has died are still believed to be a shliach for her get. These women are her mother-in-law, her mother-in-law's daughter, her co-wife, her husband's brother's wife, and her husband's daughter. Why is there a difference between bringing get and testifying to her husband's death? The difference is the document itself proves that she's not lying. A woman may be the shliach for her own get, as long as she says b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. In fact, the Gemara Braisa says that just as these women are not believed to say that a woman's husband has died, they're also not believed to bring a get. Rabbi Yaisa said our mission is discussing a get brought in Eretz Yisrael, and since we don't rely on their word, they don't have to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, they can bring the get. The Braisa is discussing a get brought from Chosar, and since we have to rely on their saying b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, they can't be trusted. Said the exact opposite logic would make more sense. With regard to a get brought in Eretz Yisrael, since b'fani nechta is not said, if the husband later claims it to be false, he'll be believed, and if she had gotten remarried in the meantime, there are very severe consequences. Therefore, we cannot believe one of these women to bring the get because they may have forged the get just to create the problem for the woman later on. However, when a get is brought from Chutz La'aretz and the shliach says b'fani nechta, if the husband later claims the get is forged, he would not be believed. It would make sense that in that case, we believe these women since they cannot cause much harm to the woman by bringing her the get. There's a braisa that's approved to Abaye. The braisa is a kal v'chomer that if these five women may bring a get for a woman, then the woman herself can certainly bring her own get. The braisa says further that just as these five women have to say b'fani nechtam to be believed, the woman herself would have to do the same. We see that the braisa says they're only believed when they say b'fani nechtam, which is what Abaye said. Rabashi said, from the fact that the Mishnah says that the woman herself must say b'fani nechtam v'nechtam, we see that the Mishnah is discussing a get that comes from Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, the earlier part of the Mishnah regarding the five women is also talking about such a case. This shows that the Mishnah holds it's only in this case we have to say b'fani nechtam v'nechtam to believe. Again, it's approved to Abaye. Fact, according to Rabbi Yosef, we have to say the first part of the Mishnah, which is the last Mishnah regarding the blind person, and the end of the Mishnah regarding the woman herself are talking about a get coming from Chutz La'aretz. But the middle part of the Mishnah regarding the five women is talking about a get from Eretz Yisrael. Mar says, yes, we see from the middle part of the Mishnah it must be talking about a get in Eretz Yisrael because it says the reason the five women are believed is because the document itself proves she's not lying. It doesn't make any mention of their saying b'fani nechta v'fani nechtam. It must be that we don't need b'fani nechta v'fani nechtam because the get that we're discussing is brought in Eretz Yisrael.